Chapter 4 Teddy looked at his pill bottles lined along the edge of his table like little executioners ready to take away his misery. York was seated across from him, reading from his notes. York said, He was on the phone until 3 this morning, talking to friends in Arizona.
Who?
Bobby Lander, Jim Gallison, Richard Hassel, the usual gang. His money people.
Dale Winner?
Yes, him too, York said, amazed at Teddy's recall. Teddy had his eyes closed now and was rubbing his temples. Somewhere between them, somewhere deep in his brain, he knew the names of Lake's friends, his contributors, his confidants, his poll workers, and his old high school teachers. All of it neatly tucked away, ready to be used if necessary.
Anything unusual?
No, not really. Just the typical questions you'd expect from a man contemplating such an unexpected move. His friends were surprised, even shocked, and somewhat reluctant, but they'll come around.
Did they ask about money?
Of course. He was vague, said it would not be a problem, though. They are skeptical.
Did he keep our secrets?
He certainly did.
Was he worried about us listening?
I don't think so. He made 11 calls from his office and 8 from his home. None from his cell phones.
Faxes? Email?
None. He spent 2 hours with Shira, his
chief of staff.
Right. They basically planned the campaign. Shira wants to run it. They like Nance of Michigan as VP.
Not a bad choice.
He looks fine. We're already checking him. He had a divorce when he was 23, but that was 30 years ago.
Not a problem. Is Lake ready to commit?
Oh, yes.
He's a politician, isn't he?
He's been promised the keys to the kingdom. He's already writing speeches. Teddy removed a pill from a bottle and swallowed it without the aid of anything liquid. He frowned as if it was bitter. He squeezed the wrinkles in his forehead and said,
York, tell me we're not missing anything on this guy. No skeletons.
No skeletons, Chief. We've examined his dirty underwear for 6 months. There's nothing that can hurt us.
He's not going to marry some fool, is he?
No. He dates several women, but nothing serious.
No sex with his interns.
None. He's clean. They were repeating a dialogue they'd had many times. Once more wouldn't hurt.
No shady financial deals from another lifetime.
This is his life, Chief. There's nothing back there.
Booze, drugs, prescription pills, gambling on the internet.
No, sir. He's very clean, sober, straight, bright, pretty remarkable.
Let's talk to him.
Aaron Lake was once again escorted to the same room deep inside Langley. This time with 3 handsome young men guarding him as if danger lurked at every corner. He walked even quicker than the day before, his head even taller, his back without the slightest curve. His stature was rising by the hour. Once again he said hello to Teddy and shook his calloused hand, then followed the quilt-laden wheelchair into the bunker and sat across the table. Pleasantries were exchanged. York watched from a room down the hall, where 3 monitors hooked to hidden cameras relayed every word, every movement. Next to York were 2 men who spent their time studying tapes of people as they talked and breathed and moved their hands and eyes and head and feet in an effort to determine what the speakers really meant.